بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. جزا شاہ رفع بلو الشیخ یحیی ابو العز شاہ حکیم محمد اکتر صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ ہوگی. The title is سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہو خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے. بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے. رابطہ اگر قوی ہے خدا سے. بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے. رابطہ اگر قوی ہے خدا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے. دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے. روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے. دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے. روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. ذکر تیرا کرے بیٹھ کر ہم. ذکر تیرا کرے بیٹھ کر ہم. چاہیے وہ زمین دو سرا سے. ذکر تیرا کرے بیٹھ کر ہم. چاہیے وہ زمین دو سرا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق. وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق. وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے. مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے. سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے. مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے. سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے. جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع، آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع، فوق تھا خلق کے آسرا سے، آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع، فوق تھا خلق کے آسرا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہو خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، شان عظمت جبال حرم کی، شان عظمت جبال حرم کی، کوئی پوچھے تو غار حرا سے، شان عظمت جبال حرم کی، کوئی پوچھے تو غار حرا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہو خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ، مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ، سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ صدا سے، مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ، سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ صدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت، مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت، مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے، مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت، مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے، روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے،
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، سرق پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے، دہید has got a message for Saba, the morning wind. In other words, the head has got a message for Allah Ta'ala, to speak to Allah Ta'ala, to submit to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Jisko nisbat ata hai khuda se, a person who has got connection with Allah Ta'ala. All of us would like to have, may Allah grant us all. Many of us would think that we have got nisbat, but a person who has got nisbat, who has got connection, ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, ard qaim hai aise gada se. The world is in existence because of such mendicants, devotees. According to our thinking normally, the world is in existence because of science, agriculture, business, all the shops, all the roads, aeroplanes and all that. Because of all this functioning, the world is carrying on. But the truth is that these who have got connection with Allah Ta'ala and their barakat, Allah is keeping the whole world's function. Which is proven clearly in a hadith that as long as there is one person also to say Allah, Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will keep the system of the world going. So it is these people who have got this contact with Allah Ta'ala because of which Allah is keeping the world functioning. Can you hear, Zakaria? And also, the other proof of it is when there will be nobody to remember Allah, the time will come when Kaaba Sharif will be destroyed also. And that will be the end of everything. Now the world, though it will have advanced scientifically and in all other spheres, the world have reached such advancement. Like today a person, many people say, we don't know where technology is going to end, or how technology is going. At that time technology will be unbelievable. But when there will be nobody to take Allah's name, the world will cease to exist. So the existence of the world really is the barakat of those devotees who take Allah's name and who remember Allah Ta'ala. And the more Allah is remembered and with more sincerity and more devotion, then Allah Ta'ala, then and the world also functions accordingly. Be-niyazi hai har mahasiwa se. A person, when he becomes independent of everything besides Allah Ta'ala. Now he is only dependent on Allah Ta'ala. Rabita gar qawi hai khuda se. If a person has got, this is also a barometer, a gauge by which a person can see that how much you have got, how much connection you have got with Allah Ta'ala. How much more connection you have got with Allah, so much you will be unmindful, independent of everything besides Allah Ta'ala. Dunya won't appeal to you. The things of dunya won't appeal to you. And it's natural. How much water there is in this glass, even air, there can't be in the glass because there is no water, it's full with water. And it's full with water, there is no place for juice or anything. So that heart, how much of Allah it has got in it, so much besides Allah won't be in that heart. So each one of us can check our heart, how much of things besides Allah is in our heart, that will tell us how much Allah is in our heart. Dil hai mamnoon unki ata se. By my heart, I'm very, very thankful to Allah Ta'ala because of all the gifts that He has given me. All the great gifts Allah Ta'ala has given me, I'm very, very thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Ruh nadim hai apni khata se. While the ruh is sorrowful of all the wrong that it has done. Every person, we fall short. And here there is an important point that we should try and consider. What normally happens where we fool ourselves, like many of us, we say also, and it's not necessary that we are fooling, we are thankful to Allah, which is a good thing also, but we should think a bit more deeper, that we compare ourselves with other people, neighbors, friends, family, community, others who are into watching TV, who are in worldly things. Allah saved me. So a person by that thinks, I am pious. A person makes five times namaz. Family members, others are not making five times namaz. Others are not reading Quran. I am reading Quran Sharif. I am making five times namaz. All whatever we are doing. And we see around us and we compare ourselves with those people. So that brings a sense of pride in us. It should bring a sense of thankfulness. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But it should not bring a sense of pride in us. And where we should look, not at contemporary people, but look at the pious people. Look at the elders and the pious people. And if really a person wants that condition of humbleness, look at the Sahaba-i-Kiram, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then you will realize I'm not even zero, I'm totally minus. I'm nothing whatsoever. The Sahaba, how great were they. And if we compare ourselves with people who are less than us in deen, one side, shukr is good. But the other side, pride will come. And also, when we compare ourselves with great pious people, with the Sahaba, don't let it go to that state that despondency comes in us. Because they were such people, Allahu Akbar, that where can we ever compare with them? In anything whatsoever, as far as having dunya's possessions, they were such people that they have possessed absolutely nothing. And we are possessing so much, we will feel so guilty about it. So don't let it go to that extent that we become despondent and we become depressed, etc. But at the same time, keep it in mind so that pride doesn't come in us. And whatever we are doing, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And by keeping that in mind, we will try and go up and try and do more better. Another point with regard to this is like, for example, common relationship between husband and wife, friends or anyone, any context that we have got. Like whatever, many times the husband will feel also, I do so much for my wife, she doesn't even acknowledge, she doesn't appreciate. Or the wife does for the husband, and she feels my husband doesn't appreciate, he doesn't acknowledge. Just like that, with regard to our own selves also, whatever bad we have done, we don't remember the bad. What wrong we have done to the wife, we don't remember that. What good we did or we think we did, that we remember very well. And the wife also on the other side, what wrong she has done to the husband, she justifies herself. How she spoke, what she said, etc. How she carries on. And the good what she did, that she remembers. So with regard to ourselves also, commonly, all the wrong that we have done, we don't remember that. But the good we do, that we remember. So that also brings a sense of pride in us. That I am very good. That I did so much good. And the wrong that we have done, how much wrong, that doesn't even come to our mind. So we think we are proud. So therefore, ruh nadim hai apne khata se. A person should think of all the wrong that he has done. Compare ourselves to the pious people, to the righteous, and if we can, compare ourselves in any aspect, effort for deen, what effort have we done? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave their lives. Ibadat, what ibadat we have done? What was the ibadat of the Sahaba? In that way, humility will come and we will realize, and humbleness will come, that I am nothing. Zikr tera kare baith kar hum. We sit and we remember you, O Allah, which is a very important thing. Like now we are sitting, we are all in the remembrance of Allah, we are talking about deen, etc. Chahiye wo zameen dusra se. That is the land that we desire compared to any other land. Any place where we are sitting and making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, a true mu'min should be desirous that such place he gets where the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is taking place. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق, وہ اللہ تعالیٰ میکس ٹو شائن ان دا ورلڈ, وہ اللہ تعالیٰ بلیسز, اینڈ فرام ہز کائنڈنس نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دا صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, دا گریٹ علماء مجتہدین محدثین, دا فقہا دا اولیاء, ہم اللہ میک ٹو شائن ان دا ورلڈ. وہ دیا کیا بجے گا؟ ہوا سے. وے کین دا ونڈ بلو اپ بلو آؤٹ دیٹ لائٹ, دے کین میک دا کارٹونس, دے کین پاس دا کامنٹس, بٹ دیٹ لائٹ دیٹ اللہ ہیز میک ٹو شائن, ہو کین پٹ آف دیٹ لائٹ؟ دیز پیپل آر شائنگ آؤٹ سو برائٹ, نو بڈی کین پٹ آف دیٹ لائٹ. مالک دو جہاں اگر تو چاہے, if you want the king of the two worlds, if you want Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, sultanat de dare be nawase, then give whatever you have got, give it for Allah ta'ala, sacrifice for Allah ta'ala. And our little sacrifice in our way, get up for fajr for example, all your namazes, make them on time, guard ourselves from gunas, gunas of the eyes, gunas of our hearts and our thoughts, etc. Protect ourselves. Don't let us, in other words, sacrifice. Ibrahim ibn Adham, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi explains, he gave his whole kingdom, he got Allah ta'ala. And everyone can get the position of Ibrahim ibn Adham. He makes this niyat that, Ya Allah, if I also had a whole kingdom for your pleasure, I should have given it away. Now to make that niyat is very easy, but the reality of it is, at least our desires we sacrifice. At least our lustful gazes we sacrifice. And we stay away from guna. That will be a sign that we are prepared to sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. And then you will get Malike do Jahan, the king of the two worlds. Aftab in Nabuwat ka matla, when the horizon of Nabuwat came about, still Nabuwat was coming, and what a bright light, the sun of Nabuwat that came and how it shined in the world. But just when the horizon of Nabuwat came, فوق فوق تھا خلق کے آسرا سے, this was much much more higher than what the creation could expect and what they could hope for. Like one beautiful nazm written by most probably some lady, when she praises Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you took us out from slavery, you took us out that we were regarded as the scum and the rubbish of society, you gave us status, you gave us a share in inheritance, we were sold like slaves, and now you said Jannat lies under the feet of your mother. All, what a position Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. So whatever the creation, mankind, there was at the beginning, there was all slavery. People were slaves. They had no choice of their own whatsoever. It was the master owned them. Islam came, and in a very gradual process, Islam completed slavery. Islam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the last words before he passed away, that he said, look after your slaves, feed them properly, and speak kindly and compassionately with them. What position Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave? What are the favors? What man's hopes could be? Much more greater. At the time of one of the battles, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed more of the booty to the Quraysh, they had just accepted Islam, to win them over more, the Ansar of Medina, the youngsters, felt a bit hurt that we sacrifice so much. When it's time to do sacrifice, we are called. Now the share of the booty, now the Quraysh are given. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard of it, he summoned a meeting and he told them, were you people not astray? And through me Allah guided you people. You got hidayat, what a great thing. And through me Allah blessed you. You were divided, you were fighting, the Aus and Khazraj were always at the throats of one another. Through me, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala united you people. so many other favors of Allah Ta'ala through Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but very sadly we very sad, hardly think of it. And all this has come through to us till today, 1400 years at the southern tip of Africa, far away from Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, through the efforts of the great, great ulama. We should be always be thankful to them for all the efforts. Islam didn't just fall from the air on us today, but all, and what sacrifices. The ulama made what sacrifices to give us this pure deen. Hey, when people tried and spoiled the deen, but all new types, like today, we got all the different sects, and they want to spoil deen and divide the Muslims. Our ulama have always stood up, and they fought the battle, and they kept the true deen alive. And in the forefront today, in that, are the ulama of Deoband. Wherever they are in the world, like the Jalsa in Madarunum Zakaria last week, all this is just to, so that the true deen can be established and people could be informed. So that Jalsa was mainly for the ulama, but in turn the ulama will pass the message to the public also. So the ulama have always stood up. So from Allah's favors first and foremost, then through Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all these great, great personalities, great luminaries, that today we have got the proper and true deen, and the guarantee of Jannat through this deen. Now it is up to us. The biryani is cooked and it is ready. It is for us to eat it now. So the true deen, and we must sacrifice these people who have cooked this true biryani, and given it to us fresh, not taken out from the deep freeze, not put into the microwave and then given to us, but the fresh biryani of Islam and deen, the wonderful aroma is been given to us today ready. So folk tha khalq ke asra se, what the creation could ever imagine, much more greater were the great favors of Nabuwat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shani azmat jibali haram ki, the honor of the mountains of the haram. Hey, for Kaaba Sharif's honor, Rauza Mubarak, Masjid Nabawi, Haram Sharif, what honor. But even the mountains of Makkah and Medina, hey, which got nisbat, they are mountains of Makkah, mountains of Medina. What is their value? If you want to know their value, koi puche to ghare Hira se. Ask the cave of Hira, what is the value? In other words, if you go and ask an accountant about something about plumbing, what is he going to tell you? So ask a plumber about plumbing, he will be able to tell you. So ask the cave of Hira, it's a cave, but ask it what is the value of the mountains of the Haram, that which is associated there. If you want to know the value of the mountains of the Haram, don't go and ask the mountains of Kashmir. Don't go and ask the mountains of Switzerland. Ask the cave of Hira, what is the value of the mountains of the Haram. Mustarib hai mera zauk sajda, restless is the very nature of my sajda. If Allah blesses us with that sajda, and we know for who we are making sajda, and we got that nisbat and taluk in the heart, and now we put our head down on the ground, sar ko peyam hai kuch sawa se, that this head has got a message for the morning fresh wind, that is referring that you got a message to Allah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person is closest to Allah Ta'ala when he's in a state of sajda. So when you make, if that nisbat you have got, if you got your ta'alluq, and if it is just an outward form of sajda, then it is only an outward form of sajda. If you are in sajda, but at that time you are in New York, you are in your business, you are busy driving, you are busy in your house, or you are in all other things, then that message is not there. But when that sajda, like many of us, we say masjid is full, but how many are in the masjid? And how many of us are out of the masjid? We see a person making namaz, mashallah, he's making Maghrib namaz, making awabin namaz, but how many of us are really in namaz? And how many of us are traveling the world? How many of us are busy with our other work? So a person who has got that connection with Allah, and he might be making namaz at home for valid reason, but what connection he has got with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Mujh pe barsa de dariyae rahmat, O Allah, send down torrents of your mercy upon me. There is a dua that we should be making. We are not fit for it, and Hazrat should become a bit emotional when he should say this. Whenever, for example, Hazrat should tell us to make bayan day and we say things like this, then he should say with emotion and he should come in josh. Bila istihqaq ke, baghair koi ahliyat ke, without being fit for it in the worst, in any way whatsoever, without us deserving it in any way, you shower your mercies upon us. Don't think that I'm a alim, I'm a hafiz, that I'm a sufi, that I make five times namaz, that I keep beard, kurta, that's why, oh Allah, shower your mercy. But just of your sheer mercy, out of the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, his sheer mercy, out of his shan-e rahimi, his shan-e kareemi, he is rauf, he is raheem. Out of that, oh Allah, beg of Allah, ask Allah, that shower and pour down your great mercy upon us. Mangta hai ye akhtar khuda se. And this is a dua that Hazrat has taught us. We all should ask Allah for this year, that Allah blesses us with this great, great, great favor, that He showers His great mercy upon us. May Allah bless us with this reality. Aayim Ali Ahmad, kahan chupe hue ho? Aap bhi kuch sunaye.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدمي ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوا في علم ولا كرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فمبلغ العلم فيه أنه بشر وأنه خير خلق الله كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم بشرى لنا معشر الإسلام إنا لنا من العناية ركنا غير منهدم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرام أهلي والآل وصحبي ثم التابعين لهم أهل التقى والنقى والحلم والكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاغفر لي ناشديها واغفر لي قارئها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أو beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader of both the worlds and both creations, in other words men and jinn, and both groups, Arabs and non-Arabs. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whose intercession is a hope for every fear and distress that is going to come on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of agony and the day of fears. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exceeds, he transcends the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam physically and in akhlaq, in noble character, and none of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam can reach, can touch Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge and his noble, his nature and kindness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the extreme depth of our knowledge concerning him is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a man like us, whereas indeed he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of all the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so delicate that looks like a blooming flower in its freshness and like the moon when it is full in its splendor and like the ocean in generosity. In his fearless courage, in his fearless courage is like time. O people of Islam, clear tidings to all of us that we have been bestowed by the fadl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with such a pillar which will never ever be destroyed. O my Allah ta'ala, be pleased with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who are the people of nobility. And upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family, his sahaba, his companions, and all those who follow them, undoubtedly they are all the people of piety, knowledge, mercy and generosity. Allah forgive its writer, its reader. And we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for all goodness of you. Oh my Allah, you are the most generous and the most bountiful. Our Lord, fulfill all our good objects and forgive us for what has passed in our committing sins. Allah ta'ala give us.
We'll start today, inshallah, with Ma'arif Masnavi. Usually, the last kitab gets left out. The fourth lesson that we learn from that story of that king who gave up his kingdom middle of the night and went out in the search of Allah Ta'ala. Bas maalum hua ke koi hunar kaam aane wala nahi, siwa ek hunar ke. We realize that all our accomplishments are not going to help us, but one will help us. اور وہ یہ ہے کہ اس دنیا کی ظلمت کدہ میں اللہ کو پہچاننے والی نظر پیدا کی جائے. And that is, in the darkness of this world, a person develops the ability to recognize, to see Allah. Darkness of the world, the temptations, all the things that take us away from Allah, through all that, he must learn to see Allah Ta'ala. کہ اس دنیا کی ظلمت کدہ اللہ کو پہچاننے والی نظر پیدا کی جائے. That in this dark world, a person must develop those eyes that he can see the قدرت, and by the قدرت of Allah, see Allah Ta'ala. كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, as though you see Allah Ta'ala. جیسے کہ وہ شخص جس کے نگاہ سلطان شناس تھی. Like in that story where the five people were going to steal, and the one recognized the king in the darkness of the night, and in the temptation of the stealing, but he still recognized the king. Like that, کہ اپنی اسی ہنر کی وجہ سے قہر و انتقام شاہی سے خود بھی بچ گیا, and because of this recognition of the king, he got saved from the punishment of going to the gallows. اور دوسروں کے لیے بھی سفارش کے باقی ساری خاص, اور دوسروں کے لیے بھی سفارش کی. And interceded on behalf of all his friends also, that they also got set free because he had recognized the king. So in this darkness of the world, temptations, or rather the brightness and the lights and the glitter and glamour of this world, don't be fooled by it, but through it, see Allah Ta'ala. Recognize Allah, you will save yourself on the day of Qiyamah by that, and you will be able to save other people also. باقی ساری خصلتیں اعلی سزا و عقوبت ہوگی. As in there we learned, all the others four people, whatever qualities they had, on account of that they were guilty and they were going to the gallows and they were going to be punished. But this quality of recognizing the king, that saved them all. So in this dark world of temptations, or the glitter and glamour and the lights and dazzle of this world, see through it and recognize Allah Ta'ala. صرف اس خوش حواس کی نگاہ سلطان شناس کام آئی. Only that person who recognized the king, only that quality helped this people. جس نے رات میں سلطان کو پہچان لیا تھا. That person who in the night he recognized the king. پس نصیحت اس میں یہ ہے, the advice that is in this, کہ یہ دنیاوی ظلمت کدا ہے. That this world is also a place of darkness, in spite of all the light and dazzle and glitter and glamour, but it is really all darkness. کہ یہاں کے اندھیری میں جو بندہ اتباع شریعت الہی کی برکت سے, یہ in this dark world, if a person he follows the shariat of Allah Ta'ala, the laws of Allah, and that is really who a muttaqi is, who observes the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. اپنے اللہ کو پہچان لے گا. He follows the laws and he makes تعلق with some Allah wala, and through that he recognizes Allah and makes connection with Allah. وہ قیامت کے دن خود بھی ناری جہنم کی عقوبت سے خلاصی پائے گا. On the day of Qiyamah, that person will get salvation from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. اور دوسرے مجرمین گنہگار اہل ایمان کے لیے بھی سفارش کرے گا. And for other sinners who are Muslims, when they committed sin, he will be able to intercede on their behalf also. لیکن اپنے اس معرفت اور لطف حق پر مغرور نہ ہوگا. But at the same time, this recognition of Allah Ta'ala, he won't be proud about it. That I'm a big arif, I'm a big masufi, I recognize Allah, that pride won't come on him. بلکہ خوف اور امید کے درمیان, but he will be between fear and hope. Just like that person, when he recognized the king, he feared that if the king doesn't accept, what will happen? And he had hope that he will be, by recognizing him, he will be able to get saved. وَسَدْ عِجْ وَنِيَاز, عَبْدِيَتْ شَفَاعَتْ كَرِيْغَا. And with great humility and with great humbleness you will intercede on the day of Qiyamah. Not with pride that I'm a great Buzurg, I'm a Hafiz, I'm a Haji, I'm a Alim, I'm a Sufi, and I'm going to save people. But with humility and humbleness, you will beg of Allah Ta'ala. Phir Hatta Ta'ala jiske liye chahenge, uski sifarish qabool farmakar, apni shaan-e rahmat ka zuhur farmayenge. Then for whom Allah Ta'ala wants to, on account of that person's intercession, Allah Ta'ala will then accept intercession for whom He wants to and grant intercession to them. He will grant His intercession for them. بس بہت خوش نصیب ہے وہ بھی ہے وہ بندہ جس نے دنیا میں رہ کر نگاہ میں معرفت پیدا کر دی. So very fortunate is that person who was in this world and he recognized Allah. He developed the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. اور اپنے اللہ کو پہچان لیا. And he recognized Allah Ta'ala. Very very fortunate is that person. We'll read a little bit from the other kitab also. There is little time. But usually this kitab gets left out. So we read from this kitab first today. Yeah, this person who wrote to Hazrat, and he is asking his questions. Further he writes, and also see what alqab and titles he writes, but how Hazrat is not overcome by it. But he sees to reality. Mere sardar, my master, mulk ke gharon aur masajid ko sunnaton se abad karne ke liye kuch ulama bar bar mujhe aage badhane ki koshish kar rahe hain. So that sunnats come alive in the houses and in the masjid. Some friends are pushing me all the time. I must take the leadership role and I must take this responsibility. ملک کے حالت بہت ہی خوفناک ہے. The condition in our country, in the whole world, is very very distressful and very painful. What is happening today in the world as far as deen is concerned, how people are getting distant from deen. اس کے بعد انہوں نے جو کچھ لکھا بہت تفصیل سے لکھا اس کا خلاصہ یہ ہے. Then what were the conditions? He wrote it in detail. And yeah, حضرت میر صاحب says, in short, this is what he wrote. اہل باطل کے منظم گروہ کے مقابلے کے لیے تنظیمی کام کی سخت ضرورت ہے. The people of evil and wrong, they are working in a very collective and united way. And to overcome that, we also have to get united. Individual effort is not going to be sufficient. We have to make a collective effort and we have to try and overcome it. کیونکہ یہاں بعض گمراہ فرقے ہمارے اکابر کی شان میں گستاخیاں کر رہے ہیں. Because here some people are speaking very ill and bad about our elders. جن کو سن کر سخت غصہ آتا ہے. And hearing that, a lot of anger comes in a person. How can they speak about our elders like that? They have gone so astray, which is common, which is happening here, which is happening everywhere nowadays, whole world. جواب سے حضرت سے reply. اللہ تعالیٰ کی شان میں گستاخی کرنے والوں پر بھی کبھی آپ کو بغض اور غصہ آیا نہیں. That those people who speak bad about Allah and Allah wala, did you ever آپ کو بھی بغض اور غصہ آیا یا نہیں. Did you ever get crossed on them or not? In other words, what commonly happens today, we hear of an incident happening and then instead of doing the right thing, we criticize those people. A famous story to understand this, a little anecdote. A young boy fell in the water and he was drowning. So he shouted out to an elderly person, please save me. So he started lecturing him. Why did you go in the water when you can't swim? And so he told him, uncle, please save me first, you can lecture me afterwards. So today we also hear about incidents. Yeah, these people are like that, they do like that. Who makes dua? Today commonly also we hear of a funeral. Who think to ourselves, who of us make dua and maghfirat for this person? mostly that we might do, which is also not always the case, we might read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And that also, as Hazrat, we read before, we read it half, whereas the full is after the dua, Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khlufni khayran minha. How many of us read that? And then how many of us make dua maghfirat for the person? How many of us make isali sawab? Even if it is not three quls, which we should try and read. Read one time La ilaha illallah, the sawab is so great. Read one time Durood Sharif. Read one time Istighfar. And pass the sawab to the marhum. But we just make some casual remarks about it. How many of us make dua for the people who are remaining behind? That Allah protect them, Allah look after them, Allah give them sabr. So this is incidents that happen, all incidents. For example, this fitna, that fitna, there is no limit to fitnas. How many fitnas? But we just pass, what people are doing? Where they're going? Pious people doing, ulama doing this. Those are the remarks. Who of us make dua that Ya Allah guide the ummah? Ya Allah save the ummah from the fitnas. So this is, Hazrat has pointed out this to this person, that you are so worried about all that, but how much are you from your heart concerned for the things to come right? We all commonly, we will get together, this happened here, that happened there. This happens commonly in ulama gatherings also. Weddings people are making like this, they are doing this, they are doing that. But who of us even at least make dua? That Ya Allah guide the people. And not dua, dua is also sufficient, but who of us makes an effort that when we know these wrong things, we go. We just talk from the peanut gallery, passing our comments. But how many of us go and try and address it in a suitable way, or ask somebody else that you please go and speak to those people? Somebody is not keeping a beard, we'll criticize him whole life. But we won't tell him nicely and explain to him why keep a beard, or try and bring him, like for example, to the majlis, encourage him to go in jamaat where he will keep a beard. Those are the things that will bring the solution. A person is not in sunnah dressing, but we will criticize them. Their children are, but we won't think that we encourage them, send your children to madrasa, send your children in jamaat, take them to buzurgs, etc. So that is a very important point which Hazrat has mentioned there. And in Kashkol e Ma'rifat we were reading all the instructions when a person becomes murid, what are the things that he must be doing. Further we read where Hazrat also instructs Panch Tasbih Isme Zat, five tasbihs, and further Hazrat has written, and later Hazrat usually should say one tasbih 100 times, Allah, Allah. Is tasawwur kare ke mere qalb mein bhi zubane aur qalb se aur har bune muh se aur har zarrae kainat se dasht o daman, sehra o chaman, chand o surat se, sitaru se Allah nikal raha hai. When we are saying Allah, 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 you must say it with this, that as in my mouth there is a tongue which is saying Allah, there is a tongue in my heart. In other words, I'm saying it from my heart also. And from every hair of my body, and every part of my body, and everything around me, this desk here, this carpet here, these walls, from the heavens and the earth, from everything, Allah, 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 Allah is coming out. This is a condition of making correct zikr. There also we should think that how many of us do make our zikr regularly, and then how many of us are doing it properly, how it should be done. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Bahalati Zikr ye ashar parha karte the. These ashar which we also read, but sometimes we only read them for entertainment or just to make our zikr sound nice, but we should read it with the meaning. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو. That my heart becomes an empty ground. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. And we should think that, oh Allah, in my heart there must be nothing and nobody but only you. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil. And in my body besides this, which is made up of water and sand, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho. The love of Allah Ta'ala must be felt in my body. Fair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. And my eyes must be on nobody else besides, nothing else besides Allah. Tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekho jigar, jidar. And wherever I see, O Allah, let me only see you. This is what a person, a salik, should strive for, to get that reality within him. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.